I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. California is aiming to fully reopen its economy on June 15th. Governor Newsom's announcement yesterday coincided with the state's latest milestone in its COVID-19 vaccination effort, 20 million doses administered.
We anticipate enough vaccines are coming into the state of California. With 2.5 million people just last week receiving the vaccine, we anticipate over 30 million people will have been vaccinated at least one dose by the end of the calendar month.
Newsom says if vaccine supplies keep coming and hospitalizations remain low, the state can end its county-by-county color-coded tier system of business restrictions. State officials say masks and other health precautions will still be required in public spaces, and some businesses may choose to require you to show proof of vaccination before they let you in. Governor Newsom also says that if all goes well, he expects schools to return to in-person classes full-time by June 15th as well, from kindergarten through 12th grade and beyond. He did not say it would be a requirement, adding that he will continue to work with the state legislature on the schools issue. The last day of classes in the LA Unified School District is supposed to be June 11th. Most school districts have yet to decide whether to extend the school year, and that includes LA Unified. President Biden says he is moving up the deadline to April 19th for states to make all Americans eligible for the coronavirus vaccine if they are 16 or older. That previous deadline was May 1st. California already plans to make the vaccine available to all residents 16 and above on April 15th. Dr. Kimberly Schreiner, an infectious disease specialist at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena, told KPCC's Air Talk that expanding vaccine eligibility is good news, especially with the variants of the virus that are circulating.
These variants are very worrisome, and I think that the faster we get more people vaccinated, we know the vaccines hold up really well, even right now against the certain variants that are circulating.
Dr. Schreiner says her concern is that new, more dangerous variants could emerge as the virus transmits between unvaccinated people, but she says quickly vaccinating as many people as possible could prevent that. We're told that the Los Angeles County Sheriff will have an update on the traffic crash that left Tiger Woods with a shattered leg. Sheriff Alex Villanueva is set to meet with reporters at 10 a.m. No word on what he will reveal or if there's new information stemming from the investigation, which included examining the black box on the borrowed car Woods was driving. The Long Beach City Council has unanimously approved a plan to convert the Long Beach Convention Center into a temporary shelter for migrant children in Border Patrol custody. It would accommodate up to 1,000 minors.
These kids will be in a congregate care setting, which is really not the ideal situation for children, but it is so much better than the alternative.
That's Lindsay Toslowski, executive director of Immigrant Defenders Law Center, which represents migrant children. The emergency shelter will house kids and teens being moved out of overcrowded border facilities. Ultimately, the goal is to connect them with family in the U.S. or sponsors here. Right now, the convention center is being used as a vaccination site. Toslowski toured a similar shelter at the San Diego Convention Center. She says there may be opportunities for the community to provide amusements such as crafts and sports gear for the kids, but as far as their medical and psychological needs, that is the federal government's responsibility. Disney has announced more plans for the reopening of Disneyland and California Adventure on April 30th. You will need a reservation to get in, and Disney says that reservation system will launch this Monday for guests who already had existing valid theme park tickets. Guests without existing tickets can start making reservations April 15th. Admission will initially be available to California residents only in groups no larger than 3 households. Also, the hours for both parks will be 9 in the morning till 7 in the evening. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.